man who would woo a fair maid should prentice himself to the trade and study all day in methodical way how to flatter, cajole, and persuade. He should prentice himself at 14 and practice from morning to e'en. And when he's of age, if he will, I'll engage, he may capture the heart of a queen, the heart of a queen.
Tis purely a matter of skill, which all may attain if he will. But every jack he must study the neck, if he wants to make sure of his jill, if he wants to make sure of his jill.
Use of his time, his tweak he'll so carefully line, that every bird will come down at his word, whatever its plumage or clime. He must learn that the thrill of a touch may mean little or nothing or much. It's an instrument rare to be handled with care, and ought to be treated as such. Ought to be treated as such.
It is purely a matter of skill, which all may attain if they will. But every jack he must study the neck if he wants to make sure of his jill, if he wants to make sure of his jill.
Then a glance may be timid or free, it will vary in mighty degree, from an impudent stare to a look of despair that no maid without pity can see. And a glance of despair is no guide, it may have its ridiculous side. It may draw you a tear or a box on the ear. You can never be sure till you've tried, never be sure till you've tried.
It is purely a matter of skill, which all may attain if they will. But every jack he must study the neck, if he wants to be sure of his jill, if he wants to be sure of his jill.
But every jack must study the neck,
if he wants to make sure of his jill, yes, every jack must study the neck, if he wants.